Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I once made my eyeball look like a vagina and got banned on Facebook.
I remember that.
Oh, dear.
Online at owlstalk.co.uk. You're listening to Owls Talk FM.
Right.
What was that face for?
I've got sniffles.
You're just literally staring into space.
Yeah, I know. It's because I was trying to think, do I sniff it up or let it just drip out? Because if I sniff it up, the reader's stroke listeners will hear it.
So instead you just stared into space.
I don't know what it is. Like, I just woke up a couple of days ago and my nose was just like literally running non-stop all day. Like some mad allergy reaction or cold or something. I don't mean just like, you know, like when you got cold and your nose runs. I mean, it were pouring out all day long. It's
got... Oh, bless it.
But that's Steve.
That's Steve, yeah.
Jesus.
Oh, dear.
Fine. Fine then.
Right.
Fine then.
That was possibly the worst start to a podcast ever.
It is,
staying
yeah.
in.
What episode are we on? Do we know?
No.
Don't matter, does it?
18, I think.
Is it?
Yeah.
In 17 years.
It's not bad. Although, to be fair, this is in sequence. We're only just over a week away from the last one.
More like a year from the one before it.
I think this is a third one this year.
Jesus. We need to be more regular.
Let's not start that conversation again. We did that one last week.
Did we?
Yeah. Yes.
Let's just update the listeners about last week, because you'll have to remind me, because I have no recollection of it whatsoever. I think we started off the podcast like this, just casually drinking Foster's.
Yeah.
Which is, how many, what's the percent on that?
4 or something.
Is it?
Yeah.
Fizzy 4. Fizzy 4.
I purposefully get it when I know you're coming, because you can't handle beer.
So we started off on the Foster's. And by the time the podcast had finished, which were like an hour and a half later, because there was so much to talk about, I think we'd gone through quite a few cans, and then we celebrated, didn't we?
Celebrated doing the podcast.
We celebrated finishing the podcast.
With chicken, pizza,
yeah,
and Jack Daniels.
Yes, yeah. Have you got any Jack Daniels left?
I hope not.
Come on.
So yeah, just to complete that whole story, by about...
What time did we record it? 4 o'clock?
Yeah, I think by about midnight... You were swimming across the living room floor.
Possessed by Jesus.
Pretty much, yeah.
Excellent. Yeah, it was a good night.
Crying about being the second coming.
Excellent. I really enjoyed that night. It was good. The chicky was excellent. Hot sauce was terrible.
Yes, we tried 4 different types of hot sauce.
Yeah. I might actually put that video out. I've still got the video of it because I filmed it on my GoPro.
I wouldn't mind seeing what that's like, actually.
It's a bit mental.
It's got
because I don't know, what state were you in?
I was drunk at the end of the night, but not bad.
I think I was very drunk when we were doing the taste test review of the hot sauces.
I wasn't as bad as the week... Was it the week before when you came round after we'd been to Kelham Island?
Don't remember that either. Don't remember that at all. Was that when I was down at Kelham Island and we were drinking espresso martinis with one finger up in the air?
You say we. You. You were drinking espresso martinis.
I can't get enough
like
of them.
Girl.
Can't get enough of them. They're so nice. They are so nice. I love them drinks.
And flangy drinks. Yeah, so the Owls Talk podcast.
Slightly more sober than last time.
Yeah, let's try and get into it, because I think it was about 14 minutes before we got into actual football stuff last time.
Okay.
And we're already 4 minutes in.
All right.
Fair enough. So, the Owls Talk podcast.
We've let it go to shit.
We're recording this on Sunday. It was the Derby game yesterday. Did you watch it, Neil?
No.
Did you go?
Nope.
No, I watched it.
Yeah.
I watched it on the
internet. I did watch it on the internet. I didn't go.
Yeah. It was an experience to watch that. It was how like exciting was it that we got Westwood back and Leuven's back, and you know Carlos had finally been getting all these injured players back. The problems that we've had in defence over the last few weeks.
He'd made some changes to the starting lineup, didn't he? So he made quite a few changes compared to recent weeks. And I think I posted on Owls Talk last week that the first 15 minutes would essentially determine everything.
Yeah,
and it did.
The first first 4 minutes determined everything.
It was good to see Leuven's back in a Wednesday shirt, weren't it, for 4 minutes. But, yeah, didn't expect that. I'll be honest, I didn't expect that.
No, but I was literally sat watching. I was doing something else at the time on my iPad. I had it on the computer at the side of me.
Yeah.
And literally just went, oh, fuck. And Rachel was sat next to me, she was like, what's up? I'm like, we've lost already. Like,
yeah, it is literally game over, isn't it?
Yeah.
4 minutes. That reminds me of when Kevin Pressman got sent off, like, early on.
That's still a record, isn't it?
Yeah, I think so. I tried finding it on YouTube, I can't find it.
Was it 13 seconds or something like that?
Can't remember. It were unbelievable. But yeah, kick off, Leuven's get sent off.
Yeah.
Penalty, goal.
Game over. And then it's just... I expected a bit more backs to the wall kind of stuff. But we did seem to still try and go for it. And for whenever we had possession, we tried a decent passing game.
Yeah, I think as performances go, it probably one of the better ones.
amazingly enough. Westwood, I think, he probably... Well, properly...
What's the name of that DJ place on Radio 1 that plays all that gangster shit?
Tim Westwood.
Yeah. I always think of him when someone says Westwood to me.
Brap, brap.
Brap, brap, brap. Boing, boing, boing. No.
what's that? Boing, boing, boing.
Oh.
That goes on even longer than I thought. Yeah, he properly earned his place.
Yeah.
I think I counted something like 5 one-on-ones with him in the first half.
Yeah.
And that kind of shows you how open we were playing, because we essentially didn't cover the hole that Leuven's left.
No.
We just let him go straight through it.
There was some debate as to whether Westwood handled the ball outside the box as well.
Yeah.
But I think when the extended highlights came on the Tinternet on YouTube, then people could have a proper look at it and it looked all right. Don't know, can't tell.
And on the flip side of that as well, there was kind of 3 penalty shouts that we had. And
yeah.
I'm not sure any of them were decent penalty shouts. I think they could have been given a couple of them, but
nah,
they weren't. Mm. Weren't that big penalty shouts.
So I did a post on House Talk. And I said that, ironically, I don't know if it's ironically or not, but I put the defeat against Derby could actually have done Carlos a bit of a favour in respect of how it happened and the circumstances under which it happened.
Hmm.
Meaning that everyone kind of came together after that 4 minutes and the sending off. And I felt there was a bit online and then all on the chat afterwards and stuff. It seems to have bonded everyone together with the referee decisions and all the decisions that went against us, and just the bad luck and the Sheffield Wednesdayness of it, of that Leuven's came back and got sent off after 4 minutes, that it actually helped Carlos a little bit in terms of just taking a little bit of the heat off.
Yeah.
Simply because everyone's like, literally everything's going against us right now.
Yeah, yeah. And as well, I think probably even more so than the previous game, the referee was terrible.
Yeah. And the linesman.
Yeah. And the referee got the blame for the previous game. But, yeah. Not so much this game, yeah, but it was awful.
Yeah, so I think if anything, it could have helped just take a little bit of heat off, which means that we've got a week now to concentrate on the Barnsley game and come out having a proper go at it and see if what Carlos is saying is going to pan out, that all these players, he's saying in the dressing room and on the training ground, his players are proper up for this. They're really up for it.
Yeah.
We just didn't get the right opportunity to see that in this game because of obviously the early sending off, but who knows what could have transpired.
I've seen a lot of the usual comments of he's lost the dressing room, but I'm not seeing any evidence of that. You can usually tell when a manager has... It's just the easy go-to statement, isn't it? The easy go-to like phrase that people use because they're lazy. But yeah, he's lost the dressing room. I don't see that as much like publicly.
I don't know. I'm not sure. You never know what's happening with everything else. I don't want to get into it, but like everything else at the club, meaning that there's an atmosphere and an environment that Carlos and the players are trying to get on with as a football club, despite that, if that makes sense.
Mm.
So you just don't know. I don't know. Who knows what's going on? But all the vibes that are coming out of Hillsborough aren't good for me. Regardless of what you just said about, you know, not losing the dressing room or whatever.
Yeah.
I think there's aspects and there's players that are unhappy, for sure.
The problems are much more indicative of the club as a whole than just the one Carlos problem.
Yeah, and I came on to this podcast determined not to make it as critical and negative as the last one because it was just an hour and a half rant. But, but you know, it's tough at the moment and backs are against against the wall and we've got to turn it round fast. Carlos insists that we're still going to get promotion this season. He absolutely insists. He says, I believe it. I don't know how much of that he actually does believe, but he's saying from what he sees on the training ground and stuff that he believes that the players are up for it and they're going to get promoted.
But on that, we're literally, what, 5 points away from the playoff places?
Yeah, so I think we're 6 points off playoffs and five off relegation,
yeah. I don't know. I think he says that we can get promotion. I don't think a lot of the fan base are with him on that.
No, I don't, because I think someone said that we need automatic promotion form now to get back to where we should be.
Yeah.
We've scored, on the plus side, we've scored one more goal than the same time last year. Does that help?
It helps if you don't look at the other side of that coin, that we've conceded 32% of our goals against us in the first 10 minutes of games.
Yeah, that's shocking. That's shocking. That's a statistic that I think someone needs to write down on a piece of paper and post to Carlos.
Yeah.
Just in case he's not spotted it. But 30, so let's look at that again. 32% of all goals that we've conceded are in the first 10 minutes of play.
What does that tell us about preparation for the match and how we're setting up the games?
I think it was Rob Statton that asked, either Rob Statton or Andy Giddings asked Carlos that exact question. And he just seems to deflect that question away a little bit for me.
He's also deflected the question of... He's always said that we're no less attacking than in his first season here, and I absolutely disagree with that.
Yeah, I disagree with that too. I disagree with that. But he'll point to we scored more goals, and etc. Do you know what I mean? But it's just, I don't know, not as entertaining.
I'm just not too sure. There's definitely something that's there, and like you say, it feels like it's more indicative of the club as a whole, and not necessarily just Carlos and the way he's setting up for the matches.
Al's talk. Telling Bez to F off since 2002.
Viv Anderson. You remember Viv Anderson?
Yep.
Girl's name. I was thinking about it earlier, just before we started the podcast. It's like, Viv.
Thanks for that. Yeah. Wasn't he the first £1 million black player?
Don't know.
I believe he was.
Fair enough.
Owlstalk.co.uk, home of the cretins.
So you mentioned Viv Anderson, not Viz.
Vivian.
Viz Anderson.
Vivian.
Vivian Westwood Anderson.
I watched it, before I came out, I watched a documentary on Psycho and Vivian Leigh.
Oh, yeah.
Vivian Leigh, same name as Viv Anderson. Except for Lee.
Where are you going with this?
No, it's just a weird coincidence, isn't it? Or, unless...
No, unless, that's not a coincidence.
Unless that made me think of Viv Anderson as I walked across to your house. It's weird.
When walking through the park has made you think of Viv Anderson.
Yeah. Well, I didn't. I walked through the bin sheds, which is like, they stunk and all, like, real bad.
Oh, yeah, they do smell quite bad.
They do after the weekend.
It's much quicker, though, than walking around through the park.
Yeah, much quicker.
Yeah, I completely forgot my train of thought now.
Viv.
Viv Anderson. You mentioned Viv Anderson.
Yeah.
Carlton Palmer's been doing a lot of talking recently, hasn't he?
Well, yeah.
just in life, generally.
Yeah, he has been doing a lot of talking, yeah.
he's been chipping in and having his say on how things are at the minute.
So he said that he woke up this morning to find out that Wednesday had lost, which is like, what was he doing? What was he doing from when we kicked off to when he woke up this morning?
Does he still live in Dubai?
I don't know.
I know he's been around here a lot, and also the reason why we've heard a lot of him is that he's been releasing a book.
Yeah.
He's got his book out.
Yeah. Now, just on that subject, on Facebook at the moment, if you go onto facebook.com/owlstalk or /owlstalk,
you're gonna stroke owls talk.
Yeah, we're doing a competition at the moment, which is just dead simple. Just go on there, just like and share the post, and you've been with the chance of winning Carlton Palmer's autobiography, which is called That's How It Is or something.
It's a terrible title, whatever it is.
Is it That's How It Is? That's How It Was?
Something like that.
That's How It Should Be?
Crap title.
Yeah.
I imagine it's a very good book because he was quite the personality.
Yeah, so we just decided to give a copy away on Facebook just for a laugh.
Can't believe I just said quite the personality. I'm surprised you didn't take the piss out of me.
I missed it because I would nodding off.
So he's got his book out, and
which we're giving away on Facebook. If you go to facebook.com/owlstalk, stroke owlstalk.
If you stroke owlstalk, you can win a book.
It's the pinned thread on there. So go onto that now whilst listening to this and enter that competition. You could win a copy of the autobiography by Carlton Palmer.
And when does that...
finishes the next Sunday.
Next Sunday, good.
Going to give it a week.
Because this is going to take some right editing. It might take a week to edit this to something decent.
Steve Breakfast Update. Boil egg.
So what do you want to talk about next then, Neil?
We'll talk about Colton Palmer.
Oh yeah, you started talking about Colton Palmer.
Well, you stopped. I was like, what's he going to say?
You carried on going on about your...
We've got a competition on.
So what did he say? He woke up this morning.
So he said, woke up this morning. So he must be in Dubai or somewhere.
Glad he woke up this morning.
So he woke up this morning and saw that Wednesday had lost and said, enough is enough. That's the final straw. Carlos has got to go now.
Oh. So that's... we've had Michael Vaughan put his hand in the hat in the ring.
Yeah.
Colton Palmer now.
Yeah. Who's going to be next? Sean Bean?
David Hurst.
Well, yeah. Michael Palin?
Maybe.
Joe Cocker?
I'm not so sure that Sean Bean would have much to say about it.
No, that's true. He'd go like, all right, I'm Sean Bean. Can you do Sean Bean? Do Sean Bean?
You can't.
United. United.
That's actually, the first one wasn't that bad.
Thanks.
When Saturday comes, do you remember that?
Why don't you get an O2 SIM card? Because it's cheap. How's that?
I hate O2. I've just moved from there.
Have you?
Yeah. Not to do with Sean Bean either. I should have moved years ago when he started.
I'm not getting an iPhone 10. I'm not. Just not.
Thanks.
Okay.
Owlstalk.co.uk, home of the cretins.
You want to fight, Neil?
Yeah, might as well. I think it's the latest thing.
Yeah. So,
photographs in the Sheffield Star today of this kid with a blue tracksuit top on, wanging a punch or pulling someone's hair at the match.
Or pulling someone's hair?
It looks like he's pulling someone's hair, yeah.
All right, he looked like a punch to me. But I've looked at that picture, and for context, that looks like something's been going on before that.
Yeah, yeah.
Because there's loads of stewards there. There wouldn't be stewards in a gangway like that.
Plus, Steve Ellis, the club photographer, wouldn't be taking photos unless something had kicked off before that. So we don't know who threw the first punch, but sadly that kid with the... Did you hear my voice then? I was breathing like Darth Vader. So this kid with a blue tracksuit top on has got caught lobbing a punch at a fellow Sheffield Wednesday fan.
Yeah, but that's apparently one of several bouts of fighting that happened.
Throwing a chair. So someone got hit by a chair and had to leave the game. So like they were at the match.
What? I've not heard this.
Yeah, so one of our fans picked a chair up, picked a chair up and wanged it forward, and it hit one of our own fans on the back of the shoulder, and it went that bad he had to go home, leave the game.
Unbelievable.
Throwing flares at each other.
I saw reports of that. It's wicked. I've never ever been more embarrassed as a Wednesday fan than when we played Rochdale a few years ago and our fans were ripping off the advertising hoardings at the back of the stand.
Like Leeds United did on the West Stand once.
Yeah, and then started throwing them down to our fans, but like hitting our fans on the back of the head and stuff.
Yeah, not clever.
So yeah, it's like I was in the opposite stand that day and it was quite embarrassing.
I'd be like, just stop it! Like that.
Can't do that.
Yeah, Steve agrees, you can't do that.
So, Tim Westwood sees it, doesn't he? And he goes to applaud the fans at the end of the game, and the fans obviously tell him a few choice things about how the team's playing, because the players don't know how bad they're playing at the moment and what the results are like. So I'm just thankful to our fans that they shout and just call them over nicely and just politely explain we could do with picking up in the next few games, you know?
Excuse me, kind sir.
Yes.
Can we have a little confie about your performance today?
And so Westwood went over and had a discussion with some fans that apparently was quite cordial, and he said, you know, we agree it's not good enough, we'll pick it up. But what is he supposed to say, and why are the fans saying that to him in the first place? He knows it, he's just lost 2-0. It's mental. I don't get it. I do not understand it. Don't understand why fans,
anyone who's ever played football knows how you feel after losing a game.
That could have
been the positive thing that bound everybody together, you know, like Leuven's getting sent off could have actually been spun positively. Like it could have bonded everyone together and been the turning point, the catalyst for better performances going forward. And then fans start having to go at the players in person, and it kind of ruins
and
that
on Twitter
Didn't Adam Reach have some choice words to say back to someone? Apparently
I think he gave a hand gesture as well, which is like, but Reach is the latest scapegoat player, and I think it used to be Kieran Lee, it's been Barry Bannon before.
It was Lewis Buxton for about 6 years.
It was, bless him. you know, so I don't know. In in retrospect, it's very rare that the Wednesday fans pick on a scapegoat that turns out to be as bad as what they say.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Lewis Buxton were fine. They were all right.
Particularly towards like the last few years of that, he was probably our most consistent player.
He was most consistent. So it's Adam Reach at the moment. And, things aren't good. Sending the players back into the dressing room, having Ginnam a mouthful, what's that going to do? Nothing.
No. But people pay their money and they've got the right to say what they want to say.
Fair play. But Westwood had a little bit of a response on Twitter just saying, look, things aren't good. We know that. We're working to try and make it right. Get behind us, support us, but pack it in, fighting amongst yourselves.
Yeah, I think that was the most salient point of it, is that Westwood was saying, that families and kids and women and stuff go to games and people are fighting around them and chucking flares and whatever.
Yeah.
So stop it.
Just stop it.
Just stop it.
Pack it in.
Gear.
Get to bed. No tea for you. You're having shit on a stick.
Angry and mad that is.
Oh, shit with sugar on. Do you remember that? What, you having for tea? Shit with sugar. What, you having for tea, Mum? Shit with sugar on. You having shit with sugar on? It's like, what? Are we really?
I remember going to the beach once and you refusing to eat some sandwiches.
Yeah, because it had sand in it. I remember that and I'm about five and I can still remember it. It had sand on the bread. I'm not eating sand. I'm just not.
I don't go to the beach.
I like beach.
It's rubbish.
Beaching like abroad isn't really cool.
No, it's not.
Beach in England.
Sand.
Yeah, it's good. Well, it's all right.
You're basically wading through little particles that just get it all in your feet.
In Blackpool, you're wading through tampons, used panty pads, and toilet roll that's been semi-circumcised.
And that's just not a pub crawl.
It is, yeah. That's just who you pull.
We'll not go into that again this week either.
What do you mean?
Again, that's another flashback to last week.
I had literally no idea what you're on about.
Back to fighting. Stop it.
Okay, that's well surmised.
We've let it go to shit.
That's the summary.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Owlstalk.co.uk, where football chat comes last.
I've been going to the cinema again.
Okay.
Yeah. I do think, and there's only one IMAX screen in Sheffield, isn't there? But
yeah.
I do think that they should show football on IMAX 3D. How wicked would that be? It'd be amazing.
You can show it upscaled. But IMAX is a bit of a misnomer.
I don't care. I love it. I absolutely love it. It's just like a big cinema screen, but biggest. that's why I love it.
It's
I just love it.
Bigger.
I absolutely love it. And I think that if you sit on the front row of IMAX, it seems even bigger.
Of course it does, because you're closer to it.
Well, but I just love it. I absolutely love it. So yeah, I've seen three or four movies this week, which I'll review now for you.
In five words or less for each one.
Blade Runner 2049.
Again.
Yeah.
We talked about that last week.
Oh, did we? Blade Runner is awesome in IMAX. It's fantastic. I don't know if it's still on IMAX now. I think they've changed it over. So I went to see that. I went to see The Mountain Between Us, which is Idris Elba and Kate Winslet.
Oh, right, yeah. I've seen that.
The Crash on a Mountain. Yeah. By far, the worst film of the last 30 years. No exaggeration. Not kidding.
Right? Really?
Not kidding. I sat through bits of Dad's Army before I walked out. Walked out of that. Absolutely fabulous. Lasted 8 minutes. This one, I lasted until about 10 minutes before the end, and only because I had nothing else to do that day.
Maybe the ending was brilliant.
No, it was just, what happened there? Yeah, it was just literally the worst film I've ever seen in 30 years, wow. Which would cover most movies.
And what else have you seen then?
Dad's Army.
No, I mean this week.
Oh,
you said you'd seen five or something.
Yeah, but can't remember. It was really good.
I'm not sure it's the beer that makes you forget things. I think you just forget things.
So I've seen Battlestar Galactica. How strong is this, Fosters? These podcasts are getting drunker and drunkier.
But
Blade Star. Oh, for fuck's sake.
Brave Star. The cartoon.
No, I didn't see that. Battlestar. What's it called?
Blade Runner.
Awesome. Really awesome. Have I said that before?
Yeah. I watched the original one the other night too.
Yeah.
Because I've not seen the new one yet.
The new one's awesome. It's really good. So there's that. And then I saw The Mountain Between Us. And then I seen some. I finally saw it.
Oh, God.
I saw it. And it was. I left it. This long because I didn't want to go and see it when the hype was happening.
Yeah,
and it's actually really good, really, really good.
It's not.
I like
not.
It. I like
it's
it.
A bang average film.
It's great.
Overinflated.
I really enjoyed it.
It stops halfway through for a montage of cleaning a bathroom.
Oh yeah, I remember you mentioning that. But there
it's
is a
horrendous for that bit.
No, I like that. Because
just as it starts to get going, like, it's built up all this tension, and then it stops, and they have a montage of kids cleaning a bathroom, which would never have happened anyway.
It would on a Silly Bang advert.
It wasn't a Silly Bang advert.
Bang, and the it is gone.
Genuinely think.
Definitely watch it again.
That it, done in that format, with that kind of cast and the way they've done it, I think that will ruin season two of Stranger Things.
Oh, yeah. Well, I don't think that's going to be any good anyway. Geostorm, I was going to see yesterday, but then I read the reviews. And I might just go and see it for the laugh, because it is apparently everybody just go and read the reviews. It's hilarious. The reviews are hilarious.
Right, there's...
I've never read reviews as bad.
I've been watching a lot of YouTube recently, and I've seen a lot of people reviewing the Emoji Movie.
Oh, yeah.
Like, do you remember that was out earlier this year?
Yeah.
The reviews for that film are hilarious.
Are they?
They're brilliant. It's supposedly just basically a two-hour-long advert for lots of things.
Is it?
Yeah.
Fair play.
To the point where, like, the character apparently gets stuck in, like, in the Candy Crush Saga screen.
Oh, yeah?
And, like, they have to help him out by completing a Candy Crush level.
This sounds like something that someone significantly younger than myself might appreciate.
Yeah, if you're three.
Yeah. And that's the movie roundup.
I can't wait for the Disaster Artist.
What's that?
It's the behind the scenes kind of like parody of the making of The Room, which is one of the worst films ever made.
Oh.
The best worst film ever made.
Have you seen that one that's coming out? That's it's gone again.
this is a disaster.
This is the best movie review show ever. No, wait.
I can't wait for our spin-off movie podcast.
Wait a minute.
30 minutes of the spin-off movie podcast is going to be you.
It's Andy Kaufman and Jim Carrey.
Oh, Man on the Moon?
No. Have you seen it? It's a full 90-minute film about him going into character.
Yeah, I've seen adverts for it.
And then not being able to get out of character after.
Mm.
And then his girlfriend.
And then killing his girl.
Yeah.
Allegedly. I also, last night, watched Manchester by the Sea.
Oh, just the title.
The title alone
makes it sound like a drama along the lines of Schindler's List meets Coronation Street.
It's a lot like that.
See, I am the greatest movie critic. I keep saying it, but I am the greatest.
It is genuinely a brilliant movie,
yeah,
but it's very somber,
it's the title.
And nothing really happens.
Oh, I like them films sometimes where nothing happens.
Yeah, and it's got Casey Affleck in it, who's apparently a big piece of shit in Hollywood. But
who's that?
It's Ben Affleck's brother.
Oh, I don't know him.
Can you imagine having such family issues where your best thing about you is that your brother's Batman?
Exactly. And a crap Batman.
He's
the crappiest Batman ever. What do you mean? He's the crappiest Batman.
He's the best Batman.
He's the crappiest Batman.
That's amazing.
Is he?
He's been in crap Batman films, but...
What's your superpower? I'm rich. It's like, come on. Stupid Batman.
Anyway.
We've let it go to shit.
Owlstalk.co.uk. Proof that giving the general public a voice is a really bad idea.
The phone's ringing, Neil.
Oh, okay.
Phone's ringing.
Okay.
But let's get Jevs to answer it.
Okay.
Hi, Jeff. Can you tell all our staff members that the real early do not bring the bags into the ground?
Do not bring what?
The bags.
No bags into the ground?
Yeah, just Saturday, just announced the city late, just in case there are any terriers.
Any who?
Terriers start late.
Oh, terrorists?
Yeah.
Oh, is that how they told you not to bring any bags then?
Yeah, it says so on officer website, that was just phoning you up to let you know.
Oh, cheers, mate.
Steve's tea update. Cornish pasty.
Good news, Neil. The kit's now available.
Excellent. That's good. That is good. Nobody's going to buy it, or are they?
People will still buy it. Of course they will.
Some people... I think people will buy it for the kids because the kids want it.
Yeah.
Do you understand the argument of, I'm not going to buy it, but my kids are begging me for it and they want it so bad, so I'm going to buy it them?
Yeah.
Do you understand the one where it's like, it's so much money, I can't afford it, but my kids are begging me for it, so I'm going to buy it?
If you can't afford it, you can't afford it. Don't buy it.
Yeah.
That's it's like anything. If you can't... It's like buying... like. Getting a loan or a credit card or whatever. If you can't afford it, don't get it.
That's why I'm not getting an iPhone 10.
It's very expensive.
I can afford it, but I don't want to spend that much money on a phone.
It is very expensive.
It is. It's like 70 quid a month and then...
The only insurance. Kind of half-rational justification is there's a phone and you use it every single day.
Yeah.
All the time.
Yeah.
It's very expensive.
I might get one then.
And it's glass all the way around, so you will need insurance for it.
Yeah. Going on a tangent immediately again. Jesus. Christ almighty. New York Owls don't have this issue, do they? The Americanos, what are they called?
Owls Americast.
That's it. Americanos, I'm going to call them.
You came up with a great idea for them.
What's that?
That they should get drunk and call it the Owls Merrycast.
When did I do that? Last week?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
I listened to episode 2 of the Americanos. It was good. Good again.
Have they got blue jeans and chinos?
Yeah.
In the land of the free.
And backseat and Oreos. Is that right?
Not a clue.
No. We've lost the audience.
You've lost me.
Holly Johnson did a celebrity prediction, and he said that we were going to win 3-1 yesterday on House Talk before the game.
Really?
Yeah, so there's a new feature on housetalk.co.uk. Just before the game, an 80s pop star is going to predict the outcome of the match.
Wow.
And it was Holly Johnson this week from Frankie Goes to Hollywood, and he said 3-1.
Okay. Is this why you're wearing a Heaven 17 t-shirt? Is Martin Ware going to come out and give us a prediction for next match?
We should ask him. We'll ask him to record something on his iPhone 10 and send it to us.
Because he could afford one.
He can, yeah. Produced Tina Turner, didn't he?
Yeah.
What a legend. And Terence Trent D'Arby.
Yeah. And Erasure.
Yeah, wicked.
What a guy.
What a guy.
The Outstalk Podcast. Quite literally the worst thing on the internet.
So Neil, the good news, the kit's now available in the shop.
We can't use this now because it'll be totally like weird to people. We'll be like, why are they laughing? No, they won't know that we've done it 25 times already while drinking Fosters. So the new kit's available in the mega store. There's a limited number before the next delivery arrives. Sheffield Wednesday will keep us up to date as and when those deliveries are going to arrive as well.
Yeah, apparently every other day.
Every other day.
Just like they were going to arrive in July, then August, then September.
So are they just making 100 and shipping 100, making 100 and shipping 100 or something like that?
That's a very expensive way of doing it. But according to like a few people, we've already had a bunch in the stockroom waiting for another consignment to come.
Mm, yeah.
Which somebody took a picture of a DHL truck outside the shop the other day. Which
yeah, they did.
Seemed to be quite obviously the kit.
Yeah. Yeah, £59 once this initial offers.
We had our rant last week about marketing and commercial side and the shop.
Did we?
Yeah, for an hour.
I sound like someone that's not listened to the last podcast.
You were in it.
Yeah, I know, that's what I mean. That's what I mean. So like, I can sympathise with anyone that's going like, oh, I'm not sure about last week's podcast. I missed that one.
Yeah, so last week was basically, it's a good listen. It's an hour long rant about like everything behind the scenes
at
the club, because it was international break. And whatever. How shitty is this kit release?
It's about as bad as it gets, isn't it?
It's like you said last week that you'll not remember.
Yeah.
You said that they should put a discount on the kit.
Did I?
Yeah. You said like 15 quid off or whatever.
Yeah.
Like,
which they are doing, 10 off.
Doing a 10. It's not though, is it?
Is it not?
No.
Oh, it's gone up.
The kit is actually, they've increased the price of the kit.
Forgive me for covering stuff.
Then given a discount.
That we did in last week's podcast. I don't want to repeat it, but the whole thing's a mess. Everything's a mess. Just literally everything is a mess. If you look at at every part of the club, it's a mess.
Yeah.
Every part, every single part.
Every bit.
The foundation might be the only thing that's still just ticking over.
Root to branch.
Yeah, everything.
Except the community programme, which is apparently doing really well, but
yeah.
That's separate, that's a charity.
Yeah.
So yeah, they've actually increased the price.
Yeah.
And then discount put a discount on it. So essentially, it's going to be like £6 cheaper for a limited period than last season's kit to buy this one.
Yeah.
And then it goes up to £59, which is the most expensive shirt in the Championship.
Is it?
Yeah.
It's up there with like Real Madrid.
It's ridiculous.
Man United and Arsenal.
Bearing in mind that it's not even a label. It's a white labelled shirt with Elive 8 on it.
Yeah, which is like, it reminds me of Alternate from like the 1990s.
Oh, yeah.
Remember them?
Yeah.
What did they do?
Or MN8. Do you remember MN8?
No. I remember Alternate, the like dance band.
They were a dance band, yeah. Emanate were like a boy bandy type thing.
Oh, that's right. I don't remember them.
You hosted a gig with them.
Did I? Yeah. did they sing that? I got a little something for you. Is it?
Yeah.
They were great. I don't remember them. I remember that track, though.
It was a good track.
Yeah, very good.
So, yeah, this kit's in the shop. They've put the price up, and they're saying that it was originally £59.
We didn't know that.
Now reduced
to £49.
It's a bit disingenuous. It's potentially false advertising. It's ridiculous.
Is it though? Because they've not advertised it.
Well, they've advertised it through the club channels.
They've advertised the old shirt, and it's still on sale now, the old shirt.
That's been reduced.
Yeah, that's been reduced. But they've,
from tomorrow.
Yeah, but the... So I've never seen an actual price announced for the shirt until they announced that they got it.
Exactly. So how can they say it was originally £59 when it has never been on sale?
Yeah, so it's like it's going to be £59 is more honest.
Yeah, and they could literally just say, you know, for a limited time we're gonna have it cheaper.
Yeah,
but to say originally, it's disingenuous.
So there's been numbers bandied around of 10,000 either ordered or predicted to be sold on average, but I can't see it getting anywhere near that. Although it's coming up to Christmas, so.
I give up kind of predicting the sales of what people are going to buy, because I think people are going to buy it. It's an anniversary kit, so it's supposedly got something special about
it. That white one's the anniversary kit for me. The white one, the third kit.
Yeah, but in 50 years' time, when you're looking back, you won't think of the white one. You'll think, oh, they played in like a blue shirt with white sleeves.
Can I say something about this anniversary, right? I don't care about it. I never cared about it. I never would have even thought about it if the club hadn't hyped it up. Not that bothered.
But they should hype it up.
It's only 150. It's not like 500 or 100. It's 150.
But that's like plenty more than most other teams.
Fair enough. But if you're going to hype it up, get it right.
That's it. And again, if you want to listen to the rant about that, get last week's podcast.
I'm going to have to listen to that. I haven't actually listened to it. I need to listen to it.
Oh, you'll be the only one.
Owlstalk.co.uk, home of the official Owen Morrison fan club.
But we're not just going to slate the club on these things. What we're going to do, Neil, is, as Owls Talk, come up with some good marketing ideas.
Okay.
All right, so there's a thread on Owls Talk at the minute.
There is. So pull it up.
So the thread is called, "What useless idea will the Sheffield Wednesday marketing department think of next?"
I think that's a nice positive thing to do. So it's like to give the marketing side of the club some ideas about what Sheffield Wednesday fans, not what they want, but what they predict could happen.
Yeah. Can you just started the thread. And he says, something cutting edge like an iPhone 3 case in time for Christmas.
There you go.
A limited stock of 16,000.
There was one
at £89 each.
This thread is an absolute classic. It's just like properly funny. If you're not seeing it, get onto owlstalk.co.uk, click on the matchday section and look for it. It's fantastic.
Do you know what? This is actually something that I could see the club doing. Buy a lifetime pie season ticket.
Yeah.
Give us £10,000 or we'll provide you with a VIP pewter etched pie holder and guaranteed balti pie per match for life. Holder to be returned after the season and pie offer not guaranteed. That is just basically Club 1867, isn't it?
Yeah, pretty much. If they did the pie for life thing, I wouldn't trust that I'd get a pie.
No.
That's how bad it is. Never mind. I wanted to be positive in this podcast.
I'm not a negative person. There's also a Where's Hursty board game. So find out where our star youth player actually is before he leaves in January. Please note, board game not available until after Christmas.
Do you think Georgie Hursty will leave in January?
I suspect that he may do.
Kevin Pressman, should he have got a testimonial?
He was offered one from what I know. He was offered one many years after the fact.
Was he?
Yeah. So this is a bit of background on that kind of situation. So he was offered one, but not at the time. He was offered one many years after the fact.
Yeah.
I think during Lee Strafford's time.
Yeah.
The problem is that with a testimonial, the club can't be seen to be doing anything about it.
Yeah.
So the player has to literally organise everything themselves or get somebody to help them organise it all.
Yeah.
And then all of the money has to go through the player and all their stuff. They pay taxes on it and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
And I think at that time it was just seen as being a bit of a hassle.
Right.
All around.
Yeah.
But I think he was offered one, but it wasn't when he should have been offered one.
Yeah, fair enough. If he should have been offered one.
If he should have been offered one, why don't you think he should have been?
Nope. Tune in next week for should he have had a testimonial? I wonder who we can have next week.
I don't know.
Phil King? Or, hello, I'm Phil King. I should have had a testimonial.
I'm Barry Bannon. I'm Barry Bannon.
Hello, it's Elder here. All right, cheers, cunt. Bye.
James has gone to the toilet, so I'm going to do some impressions. First one is Vivian Anderson.
Hello, I'm Viv Anderson, and you're listening to Test Match Cricket.
And now here's Barry Bannon.
Hello, I'm Barry Bannon. I'm Barry Bannon.
And then there's...
Hello, I'm Carlos Calvalal. I'm Carlos Calvalal and Chips. Carlos Calvalal and Chips. Cheeky monkey. Oh, cheeky monkey. You cheeky, cheeky monkey.
I'm Jason.
You are listening to my inner thoughts and my eternal pain.
James's back.
Hello.
Owls talk. Got any stubs, matey?
So, James.
Yes, Neil.
Are there any... this is from Alan Harper on owlstalk.co.uk.
Okay.
Are there any footballers who look more like an extra from Grange Hill than Kevin De Bruyne does?
It's actually a very good observation.
Very good observation. So, are there any footballers who look more like an extra from Grange Hill than Kevin De Bruyne?
I think in our time, I think... Graham Hyde might have fit that bill back in the day.
Yeah. What's the actor that he looks like? Him out of The Office, Gareth.
Yeah, I forgot his name, but I know what you mean.
And then he went on to Pirates of the Penzance or something, didn't he?
Pirates of the Caribbean.
Yeah.
Which is, the first film of Pirates of the Caribbean is a great film. The rest are shit.
Yeah, but people still pay for this stuff at Cinema James.
Do you know what the biggest grossing film of this year is so far?
Go on.
I nearly slipped my wrist when I heard. The Transformers film.
Oh, Jesus.
So, Neil, if you don't want to buy a £59 or £49 for a limited time only shirt from the shop, you can just buy some Toffs shirts instead.
Yeah, you can.
Which are very similar, some of them.
Yeah, the 60s one is. The 60s one is from Toffs.
Yeah.
There's a link on Owl's Talk if you want to buy one of them. But like, there's all the classic shirts from there, from like the 79 to 81 or 82 one, which is like the classic blue white stripe one, which is ace.
Which is gorgeous, yeah.
The yellow away one from Buxter.
So if you want stripes back... that's the place to go.
Yeah, I can't see stripes could return in. I don't even think they'll do a return of the stripes next season. I just don't see it.
No.
Don't see it. I think he'll. Mr. Shanti will carry on with the non-stripey shirts.
Do you know one of the most embarrassing things about the kit-like situation?
Go on.
And I only realised this week, really, is that mascots, you know, if you're paid to be a mascot or if you're doing it through the community programme or whatever,
yeah,
you can't run out in the same kit as the players. You have to wear last season's kit.
At the minute?
Yeah.
Unless you get one when this podcast's out on the Monday.
So we're nearly in November, and so far, all the games, all the kids, and mascots again, like Ozzy and Barney, have been wearing the old kit still.
Oh, Jesus.
It's like, you'd think that they'd have just, like,
weren't there a competition to design a third mascot recently?
And that rings a bell, yeah.
Yeah, I need to have a look, and I was talking about, like... Yeah. I don't know what just brought you up in my mind, but I remember just glancing at something and seeing, like, design the third mascot. I think it might be another one of them competitions on the official website.
Yeah. And this is another thing as well. Competitions from the club, like, you get emails about them all around. Like, these text competitions. Are we in 1995 or something?
Yeah.
It's, like, it's ridiculous. £1.50. Like, it's preying on, like, our vulnerable people. It's essentially promoting gambling in a lot of senses.
Might have to pass this podcast to the lawyers before it goes out.
But I know the club always does promote gambling and they've got betting partners and whatever, but I just there's something just horrible and sleazy about a £1.50 per text competition.
Yeah, I don't like that idea at all. Really don't like that idea.
And to send it out on email to everybody and get everybody to do it.
Yeah, it's not good.
It's basically like it's pinching pennies. Like, yeah. So they're not going to get that much money from it, surely.
Nah.
And even if they do, then ethically they should be ashamed.
Who's walking into Mr. Chance he was office at the moment going, boss, I've got another class idea here. Do you know what I mean? Put something good out Wednesday. Sort it out, thank you.
Yeah.
I'm not going to harp on about it anymore because apparently did it last week.
But the one thing we didn't talk about last week, which I think is probably the most successful part of the whole anniversary year, the cake ball.
Cake ball, yeah.
We completely forgot to mention the cake ball.
I love the cake ball. I thought the cake ball was, it has been the highlight of the entire anniversary.
It's basically a metaphor for where we are at the minute, isn't it?
A collapsing huge cake of, like, sugary sweetness.
The kind of idea behind it was all right and good.
Yeah.
Obviously, you know, got a decent chef at the club now, so let him do something to show off his skills.
Yeah.
But then it kind of collapsed a bit.
Yeah, it did.
Grot bangers trumper.
Got a good thread on Owl's Talk at the minute.
Go on.
I literally, you know, when you walk into a room,
yeah,
you see something really bad, like a car crash happening in front of you,
yeah,
and then you just walk straight out of it.
Yeah.
That's me in this thread.
Go on.
The Weinstein thread in the dressing room.
I've not seen it.
Oh my God. It's basically people, it originally started just to discuss the Harvey Weinstein sexual assault allegations,
yeah,
and sexual abuse in Hollywood.
I can't, every time you say his name, I can't think of anything but wine gums, because I had some wine gums, right?
Yeah.
I think I had them at the cinema. And get this right, I bought some nachos and a large drink.
Yeah.
And that's like £7. And then I bought some wine gums, which were £3.20.
So your unlimited card is costing you like £11 every time you go to the cinema?
Yeah, because I wouldn't go to the cinema before I bought it. And now I'm going like four times a day, spending £12 each one. I'm actually spending like £160 a week on cinema. They're genius, aren't they?
No. It's, genius. It's that you're stupid.
Genius.
It's definitely that you're stupid.
Mm.
So yeah, there's a thread about Harvey Weinstein.
Wine gums.
In the dressing room section, which you have to be registered and log in to see.
Yeah.
And it started discussing the sexual assault allegations.
Yeah.
And then it turned into several, not just one or two, several people essentially victim blaming, saying like they know what they're getting into in that industry and stuff. And it's like, literally, like I went in something like four pages in, read the first couple of pages and just went, nope.
Jesus.
Not having anything to do with that.
That's a bit heavy, isn't it?
Like, these people exist among us.
You think that's bad? Wine gums are made out of animals.
They are, yeah.
They're made out of animals. So
a
when
lot of things you eat are.
Yeah, but like wine gums especially. So like, they're especially made out of animals. So when you go and buy a bag of wine gums, you're actually eating some dead cow gut.
Yeah, but if you're eating a steak, you're actually eating dead cow.
Yeah, but you know that. Wine gums are deceptive. You think you're having some wine and you get some like dead cow gut.
It's not wine.
Well, how was I drunk then when I had them? I were bladdered at the cinema. I'm in a right laugh on my own.
I bet you were.
So
were you swimming on that floor as well? and thinking you were Christ.
I am Christ.
So wine gums, just that's the worst of all the sweets to have at the cinema, isn't it? At least
no,
they're soft and chewy.
They're soft and chewy.
So they're quiet.
Yeah, but the bag does make a noise.
Yeah, any bag will though.
Yeah.
At least you don't get a crunch of eating them.
That is true. I usually have M&Ms.
Well, the shell on an M&M and the colouring on that is made from dead beetles.
What?
Yeah.
Eh?
Yeah, dead beetles.
Such a liar. I don't believe that.
It is.
Nope.
Honestly.
Nope.
You should research this fact.
I have nachos piled up with jalapenos. Domino's and two lots of cheese sauce.
Oh, the cheese sauce is horrible.
We're back on the movies thing again.
Yeah.
The cheese sauce was mega before they changed suppliers.
No, so the cheese sauce is horrible. It has to be salsa. A couple of scoops of salsa.
Ugh.
And extra jalapenos.
Yeah.
Owlstalk.co.uk, home of the cretins.
Here's a random fact for you. Bruce Grobbelaar, who used to play for Liverpool,
yep,
who was like a European champion winning goalkeeper, actually played for Sheffield Wednesday.
Yes.
Not many people know that.
Yeah, he did.
But I saw him in person playing in goal for us in a reserves game at Hillsborough.
I remember him at Hillsborough, yeah.
So tune in next week for another fun fact.
This is the Owlstalk Podcast.
If you're listening to this,
yeah,
then it means that I've managed to edit this down into something, like, reasonable.
So, visit us at www.owlstalk.co.uk.
Yeah.
Just do that.
And
subscribe to this podcast and
yeah,
leave us a review.
Yes, like,
maybe,
comment,
maybe
review.
Don't leave us a review yet. Wait until, like, we're back in the swing of this podcast business in a couple of podcasts, then you can leave us a review.
People will not notice. We'll edit it into something that's 10 minutes long and, like, reasonable.
Yeah, fair. Okay. Oh, gee.
Should we do that again?
Yeah. So, visit us at... Hang on. Clap. Then you know where the edit is.
We're not videoing it.
Visit us at owlstalk.co.uk, the forum, and register. If you're not registered as a member there, just join. It's free. Come and join us, and then you can post stuff. And visit us at Facebook as well, facebook.com/owlstalk, where you will be able to win an Obama... fucking hell. What's going on? Oh, I can't get marijuana out of my head.
Carlton Obama. Carlton Palmer. Imagine if Carlton Palmer was the President of the United States.
Oh, dear.
Can't be any worse than what we got.
I think we should invade Iraq. That's how Carlton Palmer talk.
Again.
So visit us at owlstalk.co.uk, join the forums, register on there, become a member so you can post crazy thoughts and stuff like that like everybody else instead of just reading it. And visit us at facebook.com/owlstalk where you can win a Carlton Palmer book
this
week.
And go across to iTunes and like and comment and review and rate and say that we're 5 stars.
One of the things that we are doing on the website at the moment is we're going to be doing giveaways pretty much every week now on an ongoing basis. So each week we'll be giving stuff away. We tried to give away a book, a Sheffield Wednesday history, you know, the history of Sheffield Wednesday book.
Yeah.
We tried to give that away, but the winner didn't want it. The winner didn't want it. So we he's like, I don't really read books. It's like, what'd you enter it for then? So that was my first competition I've ever done. First competition I've ever done on House Talk, first giveaway ever, and the winner didn't want the prize.
What did he have to do to win it?
Just write something down about his memory about Sheffield Wednesday. I basically said, whoever's, just post a memory about Sheffield Wednesday, like your most emotional match.
Right.
And he did, and he won it, and then it was a competition to win a book. So I said, oh, you've won, like, I'll send you the book. He's like, oh, no, don't. I don't really read books.
Great.
I know. Why enter then? Why win it? I don't know. So we're going to be doing competitions and giveaways anyway, is what I'm trying to say. Please
enter if you
want to
win.
Enter if you want to win the prize. But we'll be giving away all sorts, from shirts to whatever we can find, really, that's Sheffield Wednesday related.
Yeah, shirts will be available in the year 2022.
What I've thought about doing is getting a shirt and doing a review tomorrow. Like a video review.
Oh, yeah.
Which would be interesting. Might do that for the Owls, because we're on Owls Talk. YouTube.com/Owls Talk. New video channel that's opening up. I might do it on there.
Go on, do it.
On the light, do.
So, yeah. Bye, everybody.
See you later.
Bye-bye.
This is the Owls Talk Podcast.
I've got this mad spot near my bum.
Right.
It's really painful, and it keeps like, oh, it's really painful.
So it's not piles.
Yeah, look.
Oh, no.
Yeah, but look.
No.
Look.
No.
How bad will it be if you don't look and it turns out to be something I die from?
I did glance as you thrust it into my eyes. That's horrendous.
I think it's bad.
There should be laws against that.
Smile.
It looks like teeth.
My arsehole looks like teeth.
Oh, Jesus.
That's horrendous.
Smile.
Stop it. Stop it.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news.
Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.